早。
It's a great pleasure to be able to worship with you.
这个荣幸今天早上可以跟大家一起敬拜。
On a Christmas morning,
在圣诞的早晨
，often we turn to Matthew or Luke.
我们时常翻到马太或者路加福音。
There you find the birth account of Jesus the Messiah.
在那边我们看到耶稣救主诞生的记载。
But in the Bible, we actually have the third account.
但在圣经里面其实有第三个记载。
And that is in the book of Revelation.
那是在启示录里面。
And this morning, we'll be reading from a chapter in Revelation.
那今天早上我们要从启示录的一个章读我们的经文。
For many of us, Matthew and Luke seem to be much easier than Revelation.
那我们大家可能都觉得在路加福音或者马太福音读起来是比较容易的。
But in the first century, it's probably the reverse.
但在第一世纪其实是相反的。
Apocalyptic literature is very popular in Second Temple Judaism.
在这个启示书刊其实是非常的，在第二世纪其实是非常的著名。
It's kind of like a magazine, like a popular literature.
像是一个杂志书刊一样。
If you know anything about popular literature,
如果你知道就是这些受欢迎的书刊的话
，then you realize that popular literature is very familiar to the locals, but it's very difficult for foreigners to read.
那你也知道这些受欢迎的书刊对当地的人来说是非常容易的阅读，但对外地人是非常的困难的。
I remember coming to the States in the mid 80s.
我记得当我在80年代来到美国的时候
，I find reading the Time magazine.Much easier than reading the People magazine.
我发现看 Times magazine 是非常比起 People magazine 是容易的很多。
Because popular magazine, popular literature is very difficult for a foreigner to read.
这个受欢迎的这些杂志是对外来的人说是非常的困难的。
During the time between Matthew and Malachi,
在马太跟马拉基书之前
the apocalypses, Apocalyptic literature, those are the most familiar and most popular genre.
这个启示书刊呢，其实是就是最著名，也是最最常被阅读的。
It's far more popular than biographies.
比起一些讲述一些人的事情的，是更加的受欢迎。
So when the first audience, when they were reading the book of Revelation, it may be easier for them to read than Luke and Matthew.
所以当我们第一世纪这些人他们在阅读启示录的时候其实是比马太福音跟路加福音都容易得多。
So this morning, we'd like to read a chapter from that popular literature.
所以今天早上我们要从这个受欢迎的书刊读一个经文。
Apocalypse is meant to reveal that which is real.
启示录呢是要显示一些真实的现象
，using images to allow us to see that which is relevant and real，
用一些印象、意象跟象征来代表一些真实的事情。
And this is exactly what we have in chapter 12.
那在第十二章我们是看到如此。
In 12, we have an account of Christmas.
在第十二章我们看到一个圣诞的一个叙述。
If you have the Bible with you, turn to chapter 12.
如果你今天有带来圣经，请翻到启示录第十二章。
Beginning with verse 1,
我们从第一节开始读。
A great sign appeared, a woman clothed the sun.
天上出现了一个大兆头，有一个妇人身披太阳。
At verse 2, she was pregnant and about to give birth.
在第二节，她怀了孕，正要生产。
And there you find a dragon.In verse 3,
那第三节我们看到一条龙
appearing, hoping to destroy the little boy that will be born.
他出现了，想要摧毁这个要正要出生的男孩。
So basically, this is the Christmas story.
所以我们看到这是圣诞的故事。
How are we supposed to be reading chapter 12?
我们应该怎么阅读这第十二章呢？
Or to rephrase, what?Emotions are we bring to this particular Sunday service?
那当我另外一个讲法是，当我们想到这个时候，我们是带来什么样的一个感觉？
Are you happy and elated?
你现在是欢喜的吗？
Are you struggling in some ways?
那你现在是在挣扎的吗？
It depends on your mood. You read this chapter very differently.
那可能你带来不同的感情，阅读这个章文也非常的
不一样。In this chapter, we have three very different sections.
这章文有三个不同的 的节。
Depends on your mood, one section may be relevant to you.
在看你的感情，这某一个节可能对你比较有意义。
Or maybe two of them, maybe all three of them are relevant to you.
那可能第两个或者三个每个阶段都对你很有意义。
All three of them will be dealing with the so what question.
但是三个阶段都是带来了所以呢这个问题。
Why is the birth of the Messiah important to us?
为什么这个救世主的诞生为什么对我们有意义?
How is that relevant for us?
这个跟我们有什么关系?
Let's begin with the third section.
让我们从第三个阶段开始先看。
Turning to chapter 12, 13 to 17.
让我们12章13节到17节开始看。
For those who are suffering,
那在我们之中正在挣扎的弟兄姐妹
for those who are struggling in some ways, this may be relevant for you.
在我们挣扎的弟兄姐妹这个阶段可能对你有帮助。
Here you find the dragon being forced to leave the heaven.
在我们看到龙被赶出了天堂。
He decided to pursue those who are following the one who was born.
他要去追杀这些在追寻神的人。
And in verse 14,
在第十四节
How long will that suffering last?
这个迫害要持续多久呢
？A time, times, and half a time.
我们看到公元一载、两载、半载。
This is a bit confusing. What exactly is a time, times, and half a time?
这个有点混乱，因为这到底是什么意思呢？
The easiest way is to consider a time a year. So 1 year, 2 years, and half a year.
这最简单的解释方式就是一年，所以就是一年、两年、半年。
So the dragon is going to pursue those following the sun for 3.5 years.
所以这条龙会追着这些跟着这个生的这个儿子的。人追一年两年半。
The dragon has already been defeated in the prior paragraph.
但这个龙已经被打败了，在前面的这段经文里面已经被打败了。
And that's why he fell from the sky, from the heavens.
这是他为什么从天上掉到地下。
But here on earth, he is persecuting the saints for a year, 2 years, and half a year.
但他在地上依然迫害着这些信徒一年两年半年。
For us, that appears to be the dragon being powerful.
但我们看到觉得龙是非常的有力的。
But in context, this is simply a dragon trying to remain alive.
但我们看到这个整个里面其实是这个龙是设尽办法想要存活。
He was already defeated.
他已经被打败了。
Now he is on earth for a very limited amount of time.
他只在地上非常有限的时间。
Let's look at a prior section.
那我们看到前一段经文。
Verse 6.
从第六节开始。
There you find a rather different temporal marker.
我们看到另外一个征兆。
The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God where she might be taken care of for 1260 days.
我们看到妇人逃到旷野，在那里神给她预备的地方，在那里被供养1260天。
He is referring to the people of God being protected by God.
他是在这边是讲到，就是神的子民被神供养、被保护。
What exactly is 1260 days?
那1260天是什么呢
？3.5 years.
就是三年半。
It's referring to the exact same period.
那是讲到同样的时间。
From the eyes of God, this is God protecting His people.
这是从神的角度来看，这是神在保护他的子民。
But from our eyes, this is the people of God suffering for 3.5 years.
但从我们的人的角度来看，我们会看到这是人在受迫害三年半。
Two different ways of describing the same period of time.
是两个不同的解释方式对于同一个时间点。
There is yet a third reference.
但还是有第三个解释。
Turn to chapter 13.
我们看到第十三章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Referring to the beast, the imperial system.
这是讲到这个也
The Roman Emperor.
对，就是罗马的帝王。
And the Roman Emperor is able to exercise its authority for 42 months.
那这罗马帝王是可以用他的权力用了42个月
，a limited number of months，
啊，是无限的月，
有限 ，limited，
哦，有限的
42 months is basically 3.5 years，
42个月就是3年半。
So there are three ways of describing exactly the same amount of time.
所以是三个不同的方式解释同一个现象。
1260 days, you find the woman being protected by God.
1260天是女人被上帝保护的时间。
42 months, the Roman emperor has a very limited time where he can exercise his power.
42个月是罗马帝王他非常有限的可以展现他的权威。
In persecuting the church.
那在教会被迫害的时候
But then in our eyes that seems to be a long 3.5 years
但在我们眼中看三年半其实是觉得很长的一段时间
Where the evil seems to be in control
我们看到可能觉得邪恶是掌权的
But the author is telling us that while we thought that evil is in control
但作者在跟我们讲其实我们当我们看到觉得邪恶正在掌权的时候
That is exactly the time that God is protecting his people
但这正是上帝在保护他的子民的时候
And that is exactly how God is limiting the power of the Roman emperor
那这也是上帝如何限制这个罗马帝王的权柄
In our eyes there seems to be chaos
在我们眼中看来可能有混乱
But in the eyes of God, this is a time of His protection.
但在神的眼中，这是他的保护。
He is a powerful one.
他是有权力的。
The suffering is simply the consequence of the defeat of the dragon in the heavens.
那我们现在受到的一些迫害，只是因为这龙被打败的后果。
God is still the one in control.
但神还是掌权的。
A couple of months ago, I was in South Korea
几个月前我到南韩
for the Lausanne Conference.
For the Lausanne,这个一个协会
The Lausanne Conference is the largest gathering of Christian leaders in the world.
Lausanne 这个大会是全球最大的一个基督徒的领袖的一个聚会
5,000 people from 250 countries.
5,000人从250个不同的国家来
But what is most impressive is a person from Iran.
但最令我感到欣慰的是一个从伊朗来的一个。
He was sharing on stage that, you know, 14 years ago, he was also in the prior Lausanne Congress.
他分享到40年前他也在另外一个 Lausanne 的大会。
And after returning from the Congress,
那他从大会回去的时候
he was put into prison for 5 years.
他被抓到监狱里面去。
Simply because he attended that particular conference.
因为他参加了这个大会。
And then with a smile, he is saying, well, hopefully this time is better.
然后他微笑地说、啊、希望这次会更好一点。
For many of us, evil seems to be in control.
那我们大家可能有些看到可能会觉得邪恶正在掌权。
Chaos seems to be the one in control.
混乱可能正在掌权。
But from the eyes of God, this is simply the dragon being defeated.
但从神的角度来看，这其实只是龙被打败的后果。
God is protecting His people.
神正在保护他的子民们。
He is the one in control.
他是掌权的。
For many of us,
那我们很多人呢
？Christmas is not a happy occasion.
圣诞可能不是一个非常欢欣的一个节日。
I know a friend whose wife passed away on Christmas.
我知道有一个朋友的太太，她在圣诞去世了。
Every year, this is a painful time.
所以每年对他来说，这都是一个非常痛苦的一个时间。
Suicide rate is the highest in Christmas season.
那在圣诞季节呢，自杀的速率也是最高的。
When people seem to be happy,
那当其他人看起来都很快乐的时候
，many of us are struggling.
我们很多人正在挣扎中。
It seems like chaos is in control.
我们看到可能觉得混乱正在掌权。
Satan seems to be the one in control.
我们看到魔鬼撒旦可能正在掌权。
But that's the whole point of revelation, revealing that which is absent from the eyes of flesh.
但这是启示录的一个用意，就是为了要展现，为我们展现我们肉眼看不到的。
Through the eyes of faith, we realize that God is the one in control.
用信心的眼，我们看到神正在掌权。
The suffering that we are experiencing is but the defeat of the dragon.
我们现在经历的挣扎只不过是龙被打败的后果。
this may not be the happiest time for us in the year.
这可能不是我们最高兴、最快乐的一个时间。
We should be reminded of the fact that he is the one in control.
但我们依然需要被提醒他正在掌权。
This may not be the best year in your life.
这一年可能不是你最满意的一年。
But he is the one in control.
但他依然掌权。
But then you're saying, well, this is quite irrelevant for me.
那你可能说啊，这段经文对我来说没有什么意义。
Because I'm not exactly suffering this year.
哇，我今年可能没有在挣扎。
Well, perhaps a different paragraph would be relevant for you.
那可能另外一段经文可能对你比较会有联想意义。
The middle of chapter 12.
我们看到第十二章中间。
We have the description of the one being born of the woman.
我们看到这叙述这个男孩的。
When a boy was being born,
那这个男孩降生的时候
he was taken up to the heavens.
他被提到天上。
And there's a battle between God and Satan.
那在这天上有一个战争是神跟魔鬼。
God and his angels won.
神跟他的天使赢了。
Satan was defeated.
魔鬼撒旦被击败了。
And then he was being forced to fall from the sky, from heavens.
然后他被迫离开天上，摔到地上。
But the question is, what is the immediate consequence of Satan being defeated?
那我们现在的问题是，就是撒旦被击败之后的后果是什么呢？
What is the immediate consequence?
就是马上的后果是什么？
Well, death still exists.
那死亡还存在。
Suffering will persist.
挣扎痛苦也还存在。
So what is the immediate effect of Jesus winning and Satan being defeated?
那立马的后果，耶稣胜利立马的后果是什么呢？
What is so important about Christmas?
圣诞为什么那么的重要？
Jesus being born, what exactly happened right after Jesus existed on earth?
耶稣诞生之后，耶稣到世上之后，到底发生了什么事情呢？
Well, he was born, he died, he was raised again.
那他生下来了，死了，然后又复活了。
But what is the immediate consequence of him being raised from the dead?
但他被复活的立马的后果是什么？
The author provided a rather surprising answer.
那我们看到我们作者写了一个可能令人出意的回答。
He did not talk about death being conquered.
他并没有讲到死亡被征服。
He did not talk about suffering ceasing to exist.
他也并没有讲到挣扎痛苦离开。
But what really happened?
但到底发生了什么？
Let's turn back to chapter 12.
我们看到第十二章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Of all possible consequences,
在所有的后果里面
the author decided to focus on one.
作者只写到一个。
The great dragon was hurled down.
的大龙被摔在地上。
But so what? What's the big deal?
那所以呢，到底是有什么关系？
In verses 10 to 11.
第十节十一节。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying,
我听见天上有大声音说，
Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God.
我神的救恩能力国度都来了。
And there you find the authority of the Messiah.
我们也看到基督的权柄也到了。
For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been held down.
与我们在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
This is the one consequence the author decided to focus on.
这就是作者他想要注重的一个后果。
The one accusing us before the throne has been destroyed.
就是在神面前控告我们的已经被摧毁了。
What is the big deal?
那这个到底有什么关系呢？
Before the throne of God,
在我们神面前
，a symbol of divine judgment，
也是一个是一个神圣的一个
judgment
审判的一个对。
Prior to the existence of the Messiah，
在弥赛亚来到之前
，Satan has been accusing us. We are being found guilty.
魔鬼撒旦在神的面前控告我们，讲我们是有罪的。
But after the son was born,
但在神的儿子生下之后，
we're no longer the ones being accused.
我们不再被控告。
Because of the blood of the Messiah,
因为弥赛亚的血，
we're deemed innocent in his eyes.
我们是无辜的，在他眼里是无罪的。
What exactly is a big deal?
这到底是有什么关系呢？
In this Christmas season,
在这圣诞的季节，
physically, you may be doing well this year.
你可能在肉体上可能是没有什么是 OK 的。
But spiritually, you may be struggling in some ways.
但在你属灵上可能是有点在挣扎的。
Wrestling with sin.
那你可能在跟罪是有在挣扎。
Feeling guilty about the past.
感到非常的愧疚，对过去感到愧疚。
Not quite able to overcome what happened in the past.
没有办法走出过去发生的事情。
I've been teaching at Trinity for the past 25 years.
我在三一神学院，在这25年在三一神学院教学。
I remember 20 some years ago, I had a student.
我记得二十几年前我有一个学生。
He was brilliant.
他很聪明。
But when he was about to graduate,
但他正要毕业的时候，
one day I found him in my office.
我一天他来到我的办公室。
And he told me that, you know, I have something I need to confess.
那他跟我讲说，我需要跟你就是跟你跟你讲，跟你宣告一件事情。
And then he talked about one time he was taking my class.
那他说到有一次他在我课上的时候，
there was a reading report that he needed to fill up.
他有一个读书的表他需要填。
Have you read, you know, 1,000 pages or what?
你有读了多少页？
And then he said yes.
他说有，我读了。
After a couple of years, before he graduated, he told me he did not finish the readings.
几年后他在毕业之前他跟我讲说，其实我没有读这个。
And he felt really bad about that lie that he told.
他为这个谎言感到非常的愧疚。
Well, I said, well, it's a couple of years ago, and you know, you repented, God will forgive you.
我跟他讲说，这是几年前的事情了，你悔改了，神会yeah.
Forgive you. But then he realized that he did similar things in other classes as well.
当他想到他其实在不同的课上也有做一样的事情。
And he started going around the campus, apologizing and confessing.
所以他去到不同的教授去道歉。
But once he started confessing, he realized that he was not perfect in the past 20 years of his life.
当他真这么做的时候，他发现在二十几年以来，他其实都不是完美的。
He was a graduate of West Point.
他是在 West Point Academy 毕业的。
And he remembered at that point that one time they were asking how many laps he swam, and he said, "Yeah, I completed, you know, 6 laps." And he lied.
然后他有一次他们问说，你游了几圈？他说，我游了六圈。但他其实他也是说了谎。
And he decided to fly back to West Point and confess.
所以他也飞回到 West Point， 然后去跟他们说。
I mean, at first we admire such frank and humility, such frank confession and humility.
我们可能看到这个形象，可能会觉得非常的勇敢，也非常的谦卑。
But after a while, realized that he could not forgive himself. He could not, looking back at his life, he felt, you know, like a sinful human being who is not able to experience the cross.
但是我们后来看到，其实是一个现象，是他没有办法，forgive 他自己，他没有办法对。
He went on and on confessing.
他一直去跟不同的人讲。
And then we talked again in my office.
那我们在我的办公室再一次对话。
And he was telling me, how am I able to serve God if I am a sinful human being?
然后他说，我怎么可以侍奉神呢？就是我这么有罪。
And I told him about the cross.
我跟他讲十字架的事情。
Well, he knew about the cross.
你知道十字架的事。
Jesus died for us so that we would not be accused.
耶稣为你死了，所以你不会被控告。
But then he said, well, still, I'm a sinful human being.
但他说，但我还是有罪的。
He could not accept the grace coming from God.
他没有办法接受神的恩典。
For the next 5 or 10 years or so,
那接下来五到十年。
He decided not to leave campus.
他一直都没有离开学校。
He decided to serve as a security guard on campus.
他决定在学院里面当做一个警卫。
Because he said, I cannot serve God.
因为他说我没办法侍奉神。
I'm a sinful human being.
我太有罪了。
Not quite able to accept the powerful grace of God.
没有办法接受这个神这个有力的恩典。
I remember years ago, during the Easter break, I was in Hong Kong preaching.
我记得很多年前在复活节的时候，我在香港。
And then my wife called me up.
我太太跟我打电话给我
，saying one of your daughters, she was crying.
我说，她说啊，你其中一个女儿正在哭泣。
I say for what?
她说为什么呢？我说为什么？
They were about to paint some Easter eggs.
他们本来要画一些彩蛋。
And then my daughter decided to say, well, this year I don't want to paint any Easter eggs.
其中一个女儿说，哦，今年我不想画彩蛋。
And my wife then said, well, it's fine. I mean, you don't have to paint anything this year.
我太太说，哦，没关系啊，你就不用画。
But then that evening, she was not able to eat dinner with us.
但那天晚上，她也没有办法跟我们一起吃晚餐。
And then we find her crying in her room.
她在她的房间里面一直在哭。
And asking, what happened to you?
我就问说，到底发生什么事情？
And then she was saying, well, a year ago, I stole an Easter egg.
她说，一年前我偷了一个彩蛋。
So this Easter egg reminded me of what I did a year ago.
所以看到这个彩蛋，今年看到这个彩蛋，就让我想到去年我做的事。
And then for the following 7 days,
那接下来的七天里面
my daughter again kept on confessing and realizing her rate of confessing couldn't catch up with her rate of sinning against God.
那我女儿也是一直叙述，一直讲她所犯过的罪，然后发现她所做她所犯的罪。他所讲的这个速度没办法跟上他所犯的。
Crying for a week.
一直在哭，好几个礼拜都在哭。
Many of us are struggling in the same way.
那许多我们之中可能也在为了这个正在挣扎。
Confessing but not being convinced that the cross is sufficient for us.
那我们可能可以叙述我们可以讲我们的罪，但是没有办法相信十字架是足够的。
Our rate of confessing couldn't catch up with our rate of sinning against God.
那我们犯罪的频率可能比我们跟神讲的这个频率更高。
Jesus was born.
Yes, 耶稣诞生了。
He died and he was raised again.
他死了，但他也复活了。
And the immediate consequence is that the accuser would not be able to accuse us.
那这立马的后果就是这个控告我们的没有办法再继续控告我们。
The grace of God is the most difficult doctrine to appreciate and realize.
神的恩典可能是这个最困难，就是在我们最困难去理解的一个。
It's anti-intuitive.
是一个无法就是推翻我们想象的。
How am I, a sinful human being able to stand in the presence of the mighty God?
我身为一个有罪的，怎么可以站在一个全能的神面前？
In this Christmas season, perhaps we need to be reminded again.
那在这圣诞的季节，我们可能需要被提醒。
Jesus came and bore our sins.
耶稣来到，也带了我们的，带上我们的罪。
The accuser would no longer able to accuse us.
控告我们的没办法继续控告我们。
In the eyes of God,
在神的眼中
，we are justified.
我们已经被称为义。
For those who are struggling in sin, this is a time of repentance.
那在我们之中，如果跟罪有在挣扎的，这是一个悔改的时间。
For those of us who have confessed and repented, this is a time of being confronted by the grace of God.
那我们如果在之中有悔改的，已经有悔改的，那这也是一个跟神的恩典接触，就是接受神的恩典的一个机会。
In the Christmas season,
那在这圣诞的季节。
We have another logic being introduced, logic of grace.
我们是有另外一个恩典的一个想法，就是被带到我们。
Jesus is able to bear our sins.
耶稣可以带上我们的罪。
In the presence of God, we are as perfect as Jesus himself.
那在神的眼前，我们跟耶稣一样完美。
But then there are some of you who will say, well, I'm not struggling physically or spiritually.
那可能有些人可能讲到，啊，我在肉体上，也在属灵上，都没有在挣扎。
I was having a really good year this year.
今年我有个非常好的一年。
I was promoted. I had a raise. I have two more babies at home. I mean, this is a good year for me.
我可能被升职了，加薪了，或者是生了小孩子，这今年非常的完美。
If that's the case, then perhaps the first section of chapter 12 will be relevant for us.
那如果你属于这一部分的人的话，那可能第一节可能对你有帮助。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
第十二章第一节。
You find the pregnant woman about to give birth.
你看到一个怀了孕的一个女人正要生产。
And then in verse 5.
那在第五节。
She gave birth to a son.
她生了一个男孩子。
Who'll be ruling over all the nations.
她将要管辖万国。
But then right before that.
在那之前。
In verse 4, you find a dragon standing in front of the woman.
但在第四节，你看到这条龙站在生产的妇人面前。
What is going on here?
这到底是发生什么事情？
You will realize that all three birth accounts that we find in the New Testament text.
你可能看到这三个在新约里面所叙述的这三个。
Matthew 1 and 2, Luke 1 and 2, and Revelation 12.
可能看到马太第一章、第二章、路加第一章、第二章跟启示录第十二章。
In all three Christmas stories,
这三个圣诞的故事。
When Jesus was born,
在耶稣诞生的时候。
This is not simply about a baby being born.
这并不是只是一个婴孩。
This is the birth of a king.
这是一个国王的诞生。
What exactly are we saying that a king was born?
那我们到底当我们讲到一个王诞生的时候，到底在讲什么
？Every time when we are saying that the king is born，
那我们每次唱到一个王诞生的时候
，the one who claimed to be king in the past has to be dethroned。
那这就是在之前称自己为王的已经被下位了。
You find that in all three accounts。
我们看到在这三个叙述故事里面都看到。
In Matthew 2，
在马太第二章
，when Herod。Was a king.
我们看到希律王，当希律王是王的时候
，He was not exactly a Roman emperor. He was a local Judean king.
他并不是一个罗马的君王，他只是一个就是区域性的一个小王。
When Jesus was born,
但耶稣诞生的时候
，Magi came and asked, "Who is the one, or where is the one being born, King of the Jews?"
那这些术士来到希律王前面问说，这些犹太人，犹太的王在哪里
？Of course, Herod should be threatened.
那希律王当然感到非常的受。
He was the king of the Jews.
因为他是犹太人的王。
The birth of the king of the Jews, is here.
那在犹太王的出生来到了。
The only option that he had is to kill all the babies under the age of 2.
所以他唯一的选项就是只有追杀所有的小孩子。
But then at the end, Matthew 2,Herod was the one who died, and not Jesus.
那最后我们看到，在马太第二章，希律王最后是他自己死了，并不是耶稣。
In Matthew, what you find interesting is a particular Christological title.
在我们马太福音看到一个有趣的一个救世主的一个称呼。
Well, elsewhere you find a title prophet, king, savior, and all those important titles.
那我们其他地方可能看到先知或者王或者其他的一些重要的一些。
But in Matthew 2, Jesus has a unique title.
但在马太福音第二章，耶稣有一个重要的一个称呼。
You don't find that elsewhere as often.
在没有其他地方不常看到。
In Matthew 2, he has a title, and the title was he was a child.
那马太福音我们看到他称为一个孩子。
Repeatedly, you find Jesus being described as a child.
你看到耶稣一直被称呼为一个孩子。
Herod, being the king, was not even able to fight a child.
那这希律王他虽然是一个王，但他并没有办法征服这个孩子。
Because this child is a real king of all.
因为这个孩子正是一个真正的王。
And Matthew picked up that title in chapter 18.
那马太在十八章也选了这个称呼。
There you find Jesus himself saying, "Whoever is going to welcome a child is welcoming me."
那这么我们看到耶稣也讲到，就是不管谁欢迎一个孩子，也是欢迎了我。
This king would appear to be impotent and powerless.
那这个王可能看起来是非常的弱小的。
The one who is going to die on the cross.
一个王是将要死在十字架上。
But he is going to be the one in control.
但他会是掌权的。
Through the cross, he will be the one in control.
透过十字架他会是一个掌权。
Well, that's Matthew.
那这是马太。
In Luke, you have a similar story.
那在路加福音我们看到一个相同就是类似的故事。
Instead of focusing on the Judean king,
那就当不是注重在这个西律的一个王。
In Luke 2, you find the Roman emperor being described.
路加福音我们看到一个罗马的王。
When Augustus was the emperor of all, he decided to have a census.
那当 Augustus 他是当罗马的王的时候，他选择了就是去一个居民的表。
What exactly is a census?
那这个到底是什么呢？
For many of us, census can be a rather neutral event.
那对我们来说，这个可能就是一个什么？人口普查啊，是一个很特别的一个。
Well, at least it's painless.
那至少是没有什么伤害的。
But in the first century, a census is a rather sensitive mechanism.
这在第一世纪的时候，这其实是一个非常非常有非常。
Yeah. Why would they need a census in the first place?
为什么需要一个人口普查呢？
Census is for two reasons.
因为有两个原因。
Taxation.
是因为税。
And recruiting people to fight for the Roman emperor.
另外一个就是要征召士兵。
In other words, census became an important imperial instrument.
所以我们看到人口普查对一个王朝来说是一个非常重要的。
For those who are being controlled by the Roman emperor, this is not a happy event.
那我们看到在罗马帝国之下的子民，这其实是一个不高兴的一个发生。
So in Luke 2, at the beginning of the birth account of the Messiah, Luke is saying there is a census being imposed by the Roman emperor.
所以当我们看到路加福音第二章的时候，当讲到罗马帝王有个做一个人口普查的时候，在耶稣诞生的时候。
And there you find the Roman emperor being the one in control of the entire earth.
所以我们看到当时是罗马帝王是掌握全天下的权柄。
And that's why you have the phrase over the entire earth. So the census was being imposed over the entire land.
所以你才会看到这个人口普查是遍布整个地上。
How did Augustus describe himself?
那这 Augustus 是怎么形容自己的呢？
We know from archaeological material that he claimed to be the savior.
我们知道从查古里面看到他讲说自己是救世主。
And he is proclaiming the good news of peace in the Roman Empire.
他也讲了，就是他也说了，就是在罗马帝王里面是会是平安的。
You notice the word gospel, good news, the word peace, the word savior, all three appeared in Luke 2.
你看到在路加福音第二章，福音、救世主和
savior, and peace.
Peace, 平安都出现了。
All three appeared now apply to Jesus and not Augustus, the Roman emperor.
那这三个形容词都加在耶稣身上，而不是在 Augustus 上面。
Jesus was born.
耶稣诞生了。
The Roman emperor is no longer the one in control.
罗马帝王并不是掌权的了。
Jesus is a savior.
耶稣是救世主。
Not Augustus.
并不是 Augustus.
He is the one proclaiming the gospel of peace, not Augustus.
他是带来福音、平安福音的，并不是 Augustus.
We mentioned the phrase over the entire land.
我们刚刚讲到遍布整个地上。
In Acts chapter 17.
在使徒行传第十七章。
There you find Paul himself proclaiming.
我们也看到使徒保罗这么讲。
Jesus was born and he died. He was raised from the dead and he became the judge over the entire land.
他说他生了，死亡了，复活了，然后成为整个地上的一个裁判。
Same phrase that the old Roman emperor claimed for himself. You find Paul saying Jesus is the real savior and the one.In control of the entire land.
那这罗马君王用的同样的词语，保罗加在耶稣身上。
So a local Jewish king, he has to be dethroned.
那我们看到一个当地的一个希律王已经被下台了。
Even the Roman emperor cannot claim to be the one in control.
那罗马帝王也不能说他是掌权的。
And in Revelation 12,
那在启示录十二章
Even Satan, the cosmic power, has to be dethroned.
那我们看到魔鬼撒旦是一个天上的一个有力的，他也是被打下台。
Christmas is not simply a birthday party.
圣诞并不是只是一个庆生的派对。
It is the enthronement of the eternal king.
这是一个永恒的王上台的。
With any enthronement, there is a dethronement.
那任何一个王上台，都有另外一个王下台。
In this past year, we might have thought ourselves being the king of all.
那可能在去年里面，我们可能想到，我们可能觉得自己是一个王。
We thought that we were in control.
我们可能觉得我们正在掌握所有一切。
And this week, we are reminded of the fact that Jesus is the king and he is the one in control.
那这个礼拜我们被提醒，其实耶稣才是掌权，他才是王。
That's exactly why we are celebrating Christmas on December 25th.
这是为什么我们在12月25号庆祝圣诞节。
What exactly is December 25th?
12月25号到底是什么呢？
Well, for Chinese, we celebrated the arrival of the winter solstice, right? December 21st or so.
对华人来说 ,12 月21我们庆祝了冬至。
But then for the Romans, they calculated the solstice a few days later. And for them, it's the 25th and not the 21st or 2nd.
但对罗马人来说他们计算这个冬至其实他们是计算在12月25号。
So basically, December 25th is a winter solstice.
所以对他们来说 ,12 月25号就是他们的冬至。
What exactly is a winter solstice?
这个冬至到底是什么？
Well, it's the shortest day of the year.
这是白日最短的一天。
But after December 21st or December 25th, you find the lengthening of the day.
但不管是在12月21或者25之后，我们发现白天越来越长。
For the Romans, they were saying, well, this is the sun god being in control now.
那对罗马人来说，他们可能觉得这是太阳神正在掌权。
So they consider the birthday of the sun god as December 25th.
所以他们觉得这太阳神的诞生日就是12月25号。
Because from that day onward, you find light conquering darkness.
所以从那天之后，他们就觉得啊，其实是白天正在统治黑夜。
But for the early church,
但对古早的教会来说，
Jesus is a true light.
耶稣才是真正的光。
He is a savior. He is the only one who is able to conquer the death of darkness.
他是救世主，他也是唯一能征服黑暗及死亡的。
So they did not know when Jesus was born.
所以他们并不知道耶稣是在哪一天诞生的。
But they decided to use the birthday of the sun goddess, sun god.
但是他们决定使用这个太阳神的诞生日。
To say that, no, that God or goddess is not the one in control. Our God, Jesus, is a son, is a powerful God, is a God of light.
来意是并不是这太阳神掌权，而是耶稣，我们的神，是掌权的。
Every Christmas, we are reminded of the fact that we have to be dethroned.
所以每个圣诞节我们都被提醒我们要从我们的王座下上来。
Allowing God to be the king of all.
让神成为我们的王。
May this Christmas be no different.
那在这圣诞节也是我们希望也是一样。
If there's nothing that you're struggling with.
如果你正在没有任何挣扎。
If you thought that you're the king of the earth.
如果你觉得你正是世界上的王。
Be reminded of the fact that Jesus himself is a true king.
那我们要提醒你耶稣才是真正的王。
Not Herod, not Augustus, not Satan, not even the sun goddess.
不是希律，不是 Augustus, 不是魔鬼撒旦，也不是太阳神。
But Jesus himself is the one in control.
而是耶稣正在掌权。
For those of us who are struggling, may the word be an encouragement for us.
那我们之中正在挣扎的，希望这个话语为你带来一个安慰。
But for those of us who are not struggling, may this be a reminder for us.
那我们之中并没有在挣扎的，希望这是一个提醒。
Allowing God to be God.
让神成为神。
And allowing him to be enthroned.
让他坐在他的王座上。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we give thanks to you this morning as we sing praises to you.
神，我们感谢你，让我们今天早上唱歌唱颂于你。
As we praise your name, we recognize that we are not the ones in control.
当我们赞颂你的名的时候，我们看到你正是统治的神。
Allow us to worship the one and only true king.
让我们可以就是 worship 就唯一的真神。
So in humility, we recognize that you are the one in control.
在谦卑中，我们看到你是唯一掌权的。
And therefore, even in chaotic times,
所以就算在混乱之中，
we recognize that you are the ones who is able to comfort us.
我们看到你还是安慰我们的。
May your word be our encouragement.
让你的话语在我们心中。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.